Kevin R. Novak, Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. CBSNews.com reported on how, quote, 11 former Atlanta public school educators were convicted April 1, 2015, of racketeering for their role in a wide-ranging conspiracy to inflate scores on students' standardized tests. The investigation involved at least 50 schools as well as hundreds of interviews with school administrators, staff, parents, and students. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard said it was the biggest and most complex case his office had ever handled. Our entire effort in this case was simply to get our community to stop and take a look at the education system, Howard said. End quote. Let's take a look at Atlanta's education system, shall we? For fiscal year 2012, Atlanta Public Schools had a revised operating budget of $605 million. For that same year, it had 204 schools, 383 buses, and 51,283 students. Atlanta's civil government school system is loosely stated as being larger than the gross domestic product of 12 countries. Did you know that it is impossible for a homeschool teacher to cheat? That's because the goal is to learn, not to achieve a certain test score. It is sanctification that is pursued with Christian education, not incremental movement towards involuntary servitude to the state. Contrast Atlanta's civil government schools with homeschools. Isn't it true that with homeschooling, the parents learn just as the student does? That would matter to Atlanta citizens. So many parents in Atlanta did not receive a quality education because they were stuck in the civil government schools. And the argument is that their children now must be stuck in civil government schools? Atlanta's civil government schools certainly are making a difference. They are causing destruction to Atlanta's citizens. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through DeconstructingTheColiseum.com.